Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
As we celebrate Good Friday and the death of Jesus for our sins, I'm reminded of a sermon I once heard entitled, "It's Friday, but Sunday's Coming," and it was preached from the perspective of the apostles. It was Friday, and nothing made sense. A week earlier, Jesus was given a royal welcome as he entered Jerusalem. Now, he hung dead on a cross. He who was prophesied to deliver his people now lay sealed in a tomb. He who raised people from the dead now seemed powerless to do the same for himself. It was Friday, but Sunday was coming. The Pharisees had won, the king was dead, the earth shook. The skies were black, and the veil in the temple was torn in two. It was Friday, but Sunday was coming. The disciples were afraid. Their world was turned upside down. What about the prophecies? What about the promises? What about the miracles? Were they all for naught? It was Friday, but Sunday was coming. And finally, Sunday did come. The darkness fled, the stone was rolled away, Jesus rose victorious over sin and death, and those who believed and repented were saved. It was no longer Friday. Sunday was here at last. For those of us who work in public policy, every day can seem like Friday. We watch God mocked and scorned in public meetings. We watch what he calls sin celebrated in the name of tolerance and diversity. We watch the truth claims of the Creator trampled underfoot by scientists who worship man's wisdom rather than the wisdom of an almighty, all-powerful God. We watch in despair as the church remains silent while the future of our nation is shaped and molded by secular humanist politicians, judges, and university professors. It may be Friday, but Sunday's coming. Just as on the first Good Friday, when the apostles denied Jesus and ran away and hid, the question today is, where's the church? As 2,000 Montana children are killed each year through abortion, where's the church? As the pornography that degrades women and destroys marriages is protected as free speech, where's the church? As one lone federal judge in Great Falls legalizes same-sex marriage, where's the church? And as more and more city councils try to pass ordinances that would force Christian schools and daycares to hire homosexuals and allow men who think they're women to use women's restrooms and locker rooms, where's the church? As I said, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Finally, the churches are beginning to rise up. Pastors spoke forcefully against so-called non-discrimination ordinances in Bozeman, Billings, Dillon, and Whitefish. God says that his truth is like a lamp that should be placed where everyone can see it, not hidden under a basket. As a society, we're no longer legislating for the majority. We're not even legislating for the minority. We're now legislating for the minutiae. Why should a man who's gender confused be allowed to walk into a woman's locker room? If you're ready to say enough is enough, please join the millions who are rising up. It's time to make your voice heard in the Capitol, in city council hearings, and at school board meetings. It may be Friday, but if enough of us make our voices heard, Sunday will be here sooner than you think. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.